Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
This is it, the day Mayor Mamdani finds out if the Rent Guidelines Board will give him the rent freeze he promised on the campaign trail.
So the board's initial vote last month was a 0 to 2% increase on a one-year lease, 0 to 4% on two-year leases. Joanne Grell is a tenant organizer.
I am feeling absolutely optimistic and elated that we are here, that we even got the range of 0 on a 1 year and 0 on a 2 year.
Kenny Burgo, CEO of the New York Apartment Association, tells us a rent freeze would be a disaster and would crush landlords financially.
It is going to destroy more of this housing stock that the Rent Guidelines Board already acknowledges is in distress, and to me is arguably one of the worst policy choices that the mayor can make.
This final vote tonight at El Museo del Barrio in East Harlem. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Today is a gridlock alert day in the city. That's because of the Ecuador-Germany World Cup match at MetLife. There will be closed streets around Penn Station for the shuttle buses, and New Jersey Transit is reserved for ticket holders for several hours prior to the 4 p.m. match. The city, meantime, has announced another 5 watch parties for the knockout rounds. These include Osborne and Kensington Plazas in Brooklyn, Johnny Hartman Plaza in Harlem, and the Brooklyn Bridge Arches in Manhattan, as well as Corona Plaza in Queens. You can get the schedule at nyc.gov. Several former and current higher-ups at the NYPD, the subject of a federal bribery investigation.
NYPD former Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry, along with former Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard's homes were searched. Mayor Mamdani was asked about the raids.
Any corruption would amount to a serious violation of the responsibility within the NYPD and a breach in public trust.
Sources tell us the NYPD also raided the home of Assistant Chief Jimmy McCarthy, who the NYPD now tells us is on modified duty and no longer running Manhattan South.
This is an investigation that the NYPD is conducting with the FBI.
So far, no charges have been filed. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Police asking for help catching the creep who attacked a woman in Gramercy. This happened last Saturday at around 9:30 p.m. as she was walking into her building on 21st Street and 3rd Avenue. The guy forced his way in, groped, and then tried to rob her. She fought him off and managed to close the door, at which point he sprinted off. You can see surveillance video of this guy on the Crime Stoppers X page. The feds now suing New York State over the mask ban for ICE agents. The Hochul administration has filed a countersuit.
The Trump administration believes a state isn't allowed to decide how an officer should dress and identify themselves. But Governor Hochul says people should know the identities of the officers.
They should not be able to conceal their identity from the public, because hiding your face is nothing more than a fear tactic, an intimidation tactic. And that's not how we keep people safe in this state.
And Attorney General Letitia James says, here's the problem with allowing ICE officers to wear masks.
It allows imposters who pose as law enforcement agents to engage in criminal acts.
The governor and AG are asking the court to confirm that the state law is legal. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A federal judge has tossed out a lawsuit against 4 sanctuary cities in New Jersey. This is Newark, Jersey City, Paterson, and Hoboken, all of which were sued by the feds in May of last year, with the Trump administration arguing that not cooperating with ICE violates the Constitution. In issuing the ruling, District Judge Evelyn Padin said the DOJ did not have a case because the city's policies were nearly identical to a statewide directive, which multiple times has been upheld in court. A new study taking a look at Generation Z and finding many are having a hard time.
This sort of sense of dystopia, like things are falling apart in the world.
Richard Weiss-Bord is the faculty director at Making Caring Common at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. They teamed up with Gallup and the Walton Family Foundation for the Voices of Gen Z study. It found that more than half of Gen Z adults say their lives lack meaning, purpose, or both.
The amount of Gen Z feel like they're mindlessly scrolling or using technology in ways that are just a waste of time. But I think there are a bunch of other things as well. I think work has become more transactional.
He notes that the feelings are not for a lack of caring.
There's a strong desire to do good in work among this generation. And, you know, we wanted to kind of upend, to topple some of the misconceptions about Gen Z as being selfish, and lazy. I don't think that fairly characterizes this generation.
He says one of the best ways to dig out of anxiety and depression is to find ways to help other people. On the agenda today at City Hall, the plan to close Rikers Island with the City Council Criminal Justice Committee to hold a hearing on whether court delays are hindering that. That's because those delays are resulting in more people being held at Rikers. Selvina Brooks Powers chairs the committee. She says currently the population at Rikers is about 6,500, which far exceeds what the borough-based prisons would be able to hold, 4,160. It's also on track to get worse.
If we don't get a handle on this, the projection is that the population in our jails could really climb to approximately about 8,800 people by June of 2027. And so we need to do all that we can to explore alternatives.
The current law requires Rikers to close and the city to switch to those new facilities by August 31st of next year. It was around 25 years ago that I was renting out a cute one bedroom in Manhattan, probably 550 square feet for around $1,500 a month. Today, that would get you like 210 square feet.
Living in Manhattan certainly has its pros.
You're close to like where the action is, and like a lot of my friends live here.
No shock to Jeff after learning Manhattan's last in the country, you should go apartment hunting. That is if you only have $1,500 in your pocket.
Oh, it's very expensive. Very expensive.
A new study by Rent Cafe says for $1,500, your room will practically be college dorm size. So I ask Jeff.
If you don't mind, how much do you pay for rent?
Around 17.
17, okay.
But so like I share with a roommate.
Yeah, without that roommate, he's looking at about $3,400 a month. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Call it MVB, Most Valuable Bag. Jordan Wood's lucky orange Knicks playoff handbag is going on display at the Guggenheim.
Folks seem to be taking a page out of Jordan Woods' book.
I definitely believe in lucky bags.
Word about the lucky bag traveled all the way to Europe. Now fans are in town for the World Cup. So when Norway faced Senegal on Monday, Emelina says they followed suit.
So we brought a see-through Taco Bell bag to the match, and now we need to bring this to all the matches, apparently.
Because they won, of course. Yepa says.
We are going to see Norway versus France in Boston, so we have to bring our Taco Bell bag then to Boston.
But we see the Knicks hype hasn't died down. Folks are still fascinated with their win and the cultural phenomenon surrounding it. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Guggenheim Museum.
The bag will be at the museum's cafe on the third floor now through Monday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.